have heard the text for today, the Old Testament lesson for this coming Sunday. Grace, mercy, peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, I want to suggest to you that God has work for beautiful people in calling those who do not know him, both near and far, into his kingdom. Isaiah proclaims God's impending deliverance to the people, and you can see at once how different their world is from ours. He speaks in terms of simple things that we take for granted in our daily lives: pure, drinkable water, wine, milk, bread, good and rich food. Of course, he did not mean pie with ice cream, but you might have meat with fat now and then. God enters our lives even at this most basic level, this survival level, to supply us with all that we need to support this body and life, as we say in Luther's Catechism. In our part of the world, it is easy to take for granted God's care for our daily lives. How many of us have issues with adequate food? Although there may be some among us who are finding that living with income and expenses of a student family are providing plenty of stress. In some parts of the world, the basics are far more challenging than here. Free drinking water is a part of the dream for many, many people in Bishkek, the capital of Kyrgyzstan in Central Asia, where I was teaching last week, and virtually every shop carries 1.5 liter bottles of water, costing about 35 cents, since the purity of the water supply is unreliable. No challenge for me, since we're a family of two and I have a job, but there are a lot of people there who live in vastly different circumstances, and a change in water supply would be perceived as a revolutionary change. Our challenges are different in scale, but no less threatening to our well-being. Some propose that opiate addiction in our country should be declared an epidemic, since there are enormous numbers of people who cannot manage the pain of daily life without this devastating self-medication. Suicide rates among young people are at record levels. All too many families have lost their way and live without joy and fulfillment, without purpose and meaning in their lives together or in their lives as individuals. Perhaps it is even more common among us, the rich and well-educated of the world, to spend money for that which does not nourish even so much as bread, and to labor for that which does not satisfy, as Isaiah puts it. At any rate, the question is there a solution? Is there a better way? We listen to the prophet Isaiah, as God says through him, "Incline your ear and come to me, hear that your soul may live." On one level, Isaiah's words remind us of Jesus' words, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Our Lord invites us to himself and promises that we will find purpose and meaning in life as we follow him. But God's love for us is so much greater than simply an invitation to come and be refreshed. For Isaiah reminds us of God's everlasting covenant with David. In times long before Isaiah, God had promised David, "And I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them so that they may dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more, and violent men shall no longer afflict them, and I will give you rest from all your enemies." Isaiah affirms, God has done just that. Not only has he provided safety and security for Israel, but in David's victories, God has shown that he is Israel's God who can and will save all his people. He saved his people, and perhaps in observing the work of this mighty God in and through David, people who did not know him were called to find their own places in God's kingdom. But that was then, and this is now, says Isaiah. And look now, God is still at work using people, just as he used David to call those who do not know him to himself. What is especially striking is that the text up to this point has been addressed to people in the plural. All you people, come to the waters, come buy and eat, and so on throughout the text. But when it gets to the last verse, Isaiah switches to the singular. Behold, you, each and every one of you, shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has made you beautiful. That's the meaning of the Hebrew word pa'ar that I want to suggest to you this morning. And through what he has done in your life, he will use you to call people to himself. He has changed your life to make it beautiful, to make it so much more. I suppose that is the way it has always been. Institutions, organizations, even mission organizations, do not call people into the kingdom of God. Such structures may make it easier for individuals to act, but ultimately it becomes a matter of people like you and me bearing witness in word and deed, and God has made our lives beautiful through the forgiveness of sins so that we might have a role to play. God has indeed done great things for us. It always starts with God's action for us. The fact that he has made us beautiful through the suffering and death of his Son. And we have been set free to live as the forgiven people of God. And so we must be on our way now, for we have people to talk to near and far and call into God's kingdom for Jesus' sake. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.